Well, good morning, Dr. Shankaran, doctors, ladies and gentlemen. My presentation differs a little bit from the others. Just let me tell you quickly that I graduated from a faith-based organization established in the 1600s, so it was quite old. Let's get into matter. I'm going to present a case of a group of NGOs in Bangladesh. All these NGOs are covered under the same roof called Smiling Sun. So, just quickly, Bangladesh is a very young nation, and that after being always the east part of something, the East Bengal, East Pakistan, finally it became Bangladesh, acknowledging a cultural, historical, and religious fact. This country, unfortunately, has remained poor since independence. Their gross national income is around $490. It's improving. However, its social condition is still challenging at best. To give you an example, still TFR is around 2.9. 20% of deliveries are assisted by a professional. 48% of women receive ANC care, so it's one out of two. Maternal mortality is still high at 320 or 370, depending who do you talk to. Infant mortality is around 51 children, and 60% of those children die around delivery. So it's perinatal deaths are really, really high, stubbornly high. So that is the condition of the country. Something important is that international support has diminished, and today is 2.5% of their GDP, perhaps because the country also has improved their economy, but only 3.5% of their GDP goes into healthcare. It's not just because it's well-saved, well-invested, it's just because of sheer lack of resources, which is not the case here. So USAID has been providing support to this country by the mid-70s. And since then, they established a network of NGOs for family planning purposes. Some of them were in the rural areas, others in the urban areas. And after a time, they decided to put them together. So perhaps we can go to the next slide. So just to quickly describe the Smiling Sun. Smiling Sun is a conglomerate of NGOs. It's not a super NGO. You don't get the S if you do this. These 30 NGOs have 320 clinics throughout the country. Pretty much every dot is every clinic. Every static clinic has satellite clinics, 8,500 total, 5,000 trained staff, 6,500 community workers support this network. And usually, we say that we have around 2 million customer contacts per month. In fact, we had last year over 19 million customer contacts. And we offered over 27 million services. That's pretty big. So let me get back quickly to this. The project, now this Smiling Sun project now that is becoming an organization that will create an actual franchise. At this point in time, all these NGOs are part of a loose network that is united basically by a logo. So the idea is to turn them into an effective franchise. I'll explain why later. But basically, the idea is to set up that organization that will serve as the custodian of the brand, as the repository of the business processes, and also the one who will get engaged with different potential stakeholders as well. The idea is to strengthen financial sustainability as a USAID project that it is. Financial sustainability is an objective. So in 4 years' time, this network should have arrived to 70% of financial sustainability, meaning that it should cover 70% of its operational expenses with the revenue revenue coming from operations. And the other 30%, the other remaining 30% will be covered, or should be covered, by international donors or other donors. And the idea is also to expand the network to improve access to healthcare in Bangladesh. Sorry, that was an unforgivable lapsus. What is franchising? Basically, franchising is a way of doing business. You have someone who has a blueprint of a business that is called the franchisor, and that individual or that organization sells the rights or the franchise to other, called the franchisee, who goes and applies the same set of the business. And this is a particularly sophisticated way of doing business. It's not just the sheer trade of selling and purchasing, but it involves a great deal of intangibles, like the brand, like business processes, lots of knowledge involved. And basically the franchisee is paying for knowledge. But why franchising in Bangladesh? Well, one concept here is ownership. The beauty of franchise is that the franchisee also owns the business. So their skin is in the game. So that's good in that side. The other is quality. The idea is the franchise looks for a standard of quality. So basically, the experience of a consumer should be the same everywhere the consumer goes. That is easy to achieve in McDonald's, billions served, but a little bit more difficult to achieve in healthcare, which is what we are here up to. Simplicity. The idea is to come up with a model that is relatively easy to replicate, in which you break complex process into pieces. So basically, the complexity is behind the dashboard. So that is what we actually do. We develop all these protocols. We train our service providers for them to follow them. So the idea is that it simplifies in operations. Of course, it helps also to keep things quick, which I have to hurry up. Rich. It can be in several times very quickly at the same time. Now, we have to deal with some barriers for sustainability. There are some expectations. We have to achieve this. And every time we talk about our sustainability objectives and in front of our partnering NGOs, and we say, well, USAID is serious about sustainability this time, they all are thinking, well, that is exactly what the guy who was in your place 2 years ago was telling to us. So I see all these faces saying, well, yeah, I believe you. So we have to deal also with a series of exogenous factors. I mean, the beauty of this is that there are a lot of things changing in Bangladesh. So population is large. It's large enough to justify the presence of a network like Smiling Sun. The government of Bangladesh plays a major role in providing support for family planning, a major component of Smiling Sun. That is important to take into consideration for sustainability matters. Competition, it is always there. I know that people say, well, don't think of them as competitors. Actually, when someone goes to a pharmacy instead of coming to a clinic or goes to what they call village doctors, which are untrained healthcare providers, instead of going to a clinic, we think it's competition and it's not good. And we have also to deal with a fact, which is there is corruption. And the idea is and corruption defined as something that does not allow, or that's not allowed to the full implementation of a common law. Bangladesh is perceived, it has been ranked as one in the 162nd country, which is pretty corrupt, for that matter. And corruption is not government corruption. It's not, I mean, people come and go from government, private sector, government. So it's all over, and we have to deal with that reality. Cultural issues, it is important to understand, and for our conversion process, that in Bangladesh, for instance, deadlines are deal lines, or that if you don't take into consideration Ramadan when you're converting, you're doomed because you won't be able to be on time for what you have planned. So those are things that
that we consider externally. Now, internally, and please, this is really important, organizational culture is really relevant. All these organizations we're working with, every one of them had its own culture, its own mission. So the idea is to put them in alignment, or all of us to come up with a common agreement on what is what we are there for together. They might have other things, and that's fine, but at least to agree on the fundamentals. Now, economic and financial approaches are really important. They have been always, under the USAID support scheme, which is good, they basically have been making the revenue based on their expenses. And we know that our healthcare system has experienced something just because of that, because of this fact. This is a perverse incentive, but it's a reality. The other factor here is that we have to take into consideration is willingness to participate. People really must want to be there. Now, the conversion process, I'll go quickly. Basically, we came up with a business model. We did a business plan for that business model. Since business plan is paper, we just tried to have a pilot to see if what we had in paper was in reality. We found that many things that we thought would work on paper would not work in reality, so we had to make some adjustments. We're still doing some adjustments. Now, we're replicating this model. The problem with franchising in the replication is that the way you replicate, you can replicate good things or bad things. And the idea is then to stop a little bit after 30, 40 clinics, we're pretty much at this point now, to see, okay, how is this replication process going? What do we have to fix here? We have found already some things that we cannot continue replicating because we'll replicate a big mistake in the long run. So at the end, once we do this revision process, we will scale it up. To all 320 clinics will be in this network the same way. Today, it's around 40 clinics. Something that we found, and it is very interesting for those in communication, is that one thing that we found is that conversion was a good frame for conversion was offered by E.B. Rogers in this diffusion of innovation. I was surprised by that, and I want to share that surprise with you. So when you go with it and try to do the same, please pay attention to this, and you don't have to waste months before you arrive to this. This is a process of diffusion of innovation. New processes, new quality standards, that is innovation. Communication channels. It is a rather heterogeneous group of organizations with different qualities in leadership, different qualities in management. You have to provide things in a way that are understood by all with the same kind of message. Keys comes to mind. Time is time-bound, the process, and the social systems, as I said before, are very relevant for the process. Getting to the end, we have some opportunities here. Partnerships in Bangladesh, there are many, many potential partners. One of them, for instance, is the garment sector. There are 34,000 garment factories in Bangladesh. Most of them provide employ women. And we offer most services we offer are geared to women. So it makes sense. Market dynamics. Bangladesh is changing a lot. It's getting urban quite quickly. Dhaka grows at 5% per year. While it is, we can say it's great, horrible, you can put the fill the blank thing. The truth of the matter is that the next 18 years, or perhaps a little bit before then, Dhaka will be twice as large as it is today. So that is what we have there. They're putting people together. Social trends, lots of cell phones going on. That is important. Let's keep it in mind. Challenges, the culture of donor dependency. That has been, so far, the main challenge we have faced. It's not the same working with the money as working for the money. That is really important to understand. Political will, we really need to get on our side the government of Bangladesh. The idea to contract out services might make sense for a country that really needs to take care of their resources. Market freedom. There are a lot of constraints set up by the government in the sense that their boundaries clinics must respect. and understanding of franchising and the project time frame. We have to achieve this in 4 years. So, lessons learned. My friends, culture matters. It does matter. No surprises. Leadership, we found. Again, no surprises. Leadership matters. Conversion works better in clinics that are better directed or that you have a hands-on person in it. The process, it's harder than it looks. Lots of wrinkles in it. Diffusion of innovation, great frame of reference. Replication is, while the model is simple, the replication process is complex. Keep an eye on it. And always before jumping into the water with your 2 feet and just test the waters. So that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Negret. The next speaker is Dr. Matthew Thomas Peterson.